You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the Primal Podcast. At Primal, hunting is more than just a hobby. It's a way of life. And whether you're an expert or just getting started, Primal can help make you a better hunter. Now, here's your host, Mike Avery.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Primal Podcast. You know, Primal, this company that's really making such a name, such an impact in the hunting world. They've been on the scene here just a few years, and they're growing, they're improving, they're evolving. And that's one of the things we want to talk about this time around. And it's always a pleasure to me to talk with the man behind the company, the man himself, Bob Ransom, who's with us on the phone line now. Bob, welcome back to the podcast. How are you?
Oh, Mike, I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bob. Every time I talk to you, you're great. You're an upbeat guy. You're a positive guy. You're always moving. You're always getting things done.
Well, Mike, we got to keep moving, right? I mean, you got choices, and I guess we choose to be progressive and be upbeat and be happy.
Bob, you're such an interesting guy. I mean, you've started two companies from nothing, grown them into big, successful companies, both in the hunting world. What is it about this outdoor world, this hunting world, that keeps you coming back?
Mike, it's the same thing that keeps you coming back. It's what we love. It's truly our passion.
It is, Bob, but you know, not everybody is wired so they can do what you have done. I mean, you started Ameristep with one screw-in tree step, and look where you took that. You have a gift, my friend.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the compliments. Thank you very much.
So where is Primal these days? I mean, we've got some big news. You're kind of making a little shift, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're in the process of you know, changing our name and our logo from Primal Tree Stands to Primal Outdoors for a lot of reasons. We're going to make a move here, and we're obviously going to be innovators and leaders in the tree stand, the ladder stand business. But we're going into we've got some patented technology, Mike, on cameras, and of course, you know, with Ameristep, my background being ground blinds, that's a pretty easy category for us to slide into. So we again are going from Primal Tree Stands to Primal Outdoors.
I think this is very exciting. Was this always the plan from the beginning, or did you just kind of veer off this direction?
I think it's just an evolution. I really do. I mean, I'd like to say that 5 years ago when we started Primal Tree Stands, that we would one day be Primal Outdoors. We came up with this Primal Outdoors idea about 2 years ago, and now with the things we're coming out with, it just makes perfect sense for us to roll right into it. We own the domain, the name Primal Outdoors, 5 years now.
Well, good. I personally am very excited about this. I'm very excited for you and everybody at Primal Outdoors to learn this is the direction you're going. Let's talk about a few things specifically. Now, you mentioned ground blinds, Bob. You know I love ground blinds. That Wraith 270 see-through blind is my go-to blind. That is the blind I love to sit in. That's the blind I reach for almost every time. what else is out there? Is there anything out there you can talk about? What should we expect?
Well, we're coming out. We're going to take that see-through technology, and we're going to put it in all sorts of different ideas. Let's say for ladder stand enclosures and other ground blind applications. So our ground blind business is really growing. As I mentioned earlier, that's a pretty easy category for us to target, being that, you know, we did what we did with Ameristep. That one-way see-through fabric is a real cutting edge. It seems to be what's really hot, what people really want, and you know we're running with that right now.
It's a game changer, Bob. I mean, I say this on my radio show, and it changes the way people hunt from ground blinds. It takes one of the downsides, which was lack of visibility, and it eliminates it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, it really does. And now it's obviously not as clear as, let's say, having the window wide open, but you know, you don't want the window wide open either.
No.
When you can see well enough to understand when you hear a noise, you can identify it. It is a game changer, Mike.
And to be clear, it is a see-through technology. It is not a shoot-through technology.
That is correct. It's one-way see-through. The animals cannot see in, yet when you're inside the blind, you can see out. It is not shoot-through.
This is the Primal Podcast. If you would like to learn more about Primal tree stands, ground blinds, cameras, and everything else in the works at Primal, check out the new website. It's primaloutdoors.com, primaloutdoors.com. We're talking with the man behind Primal Outdoors. His name is Bob Ransom. You know that name. He's been around the hunting industry for a long, long time. Bob, I hate to keep talking about this, but I'm so excited about the ground blinds. Are we going to see bigger blinds? Are we going to see different designs? I mean, and will we see those for the 23 year, or are we talking down the road?
Oh, no, for the 23 year, and you will see new designs and larger ground blinds. You know, we've got a call for, you know, a regular ground blind, I would say, is a footprint of 58 inches by 58 inches or 60 inches by 60 inches. We've got a new blind that we're coming out with called the High Roller XL, and that is 66 inches by 66 inches. It's taller. It's wider. It accommodates more people with having that extra room that some people might like to have.
Are you sticking with a hub-style design, or are we going to see some deviations there?
Well, we're going to see some deviations. Yeah, but we are going to stick very close with the hub style. And you know, Mike, over the years we've tried just about everything, you know, as far as different frameworks, different styles of blinds. And my goodness, we still keep coming back to that hub because, you know, it does a very nice job holding the walls taut. It's very quick and easy, portable to pack in. And, you know, it's the cost of manufacturing it is very inexpensive as well. So we kind of keep gravitating back to that.
Well, and because it works. Now, I remember with the early style hubs, sometimes there was a problem with them being a little bit brittle. Boy, Bob, you've got it dialed in now, because I have abused my Wraith 270 see-through blinds, and they just keep coming back. They don't fail. They don't break. It's a very, very solid and sturdy design these days.
Yeah, we've got a hub design that I feel is pretty durable, extremely durable. And, you know, we test them. We test them in brittle cold temperatures. We test them and over again. And I believe we've got a combination of materials and design going on with our hub style blinds that really do make them very durable.
That's for sure. Now, what about this new category you're getting into now? I have seen, I've played with this a little bit with the 360, but you are really getting into the camera camera business now, aren't you?
Yes, we've got some patented technology for a new style of camera, and we're coming out with it. It's called the Outpost. And what the Outpost is you can put your camera out at your blinds, 1,000 miles away, 100 miles away, and you can tap into it on your phone, and you can spin the lens 360 degrees and 120 up and down. So this technology allows you to jump on your camera. Let's say it's your blind in northern Michigan, and at prime time, you can spin that thing 360 degrees around and view it live off your phone.
Wow. So cellular trail cameras have been around for a while, but it's the ability to move that camera and get a different view that's going to set you guys apart.
Yes, that's exactly what the patented technology revolves around. It's the idea that you have a true live cam.
Very exciting. I'm really excited about the opportunity to use your cameras in the springtime turkey woods, too, because you know how birds love to sneak up behind you. Well, this is going to be great this spring.
Yeah, that's where our blind spot comes in. And I know you know about the blind spot. Mike, you took that bear hunting this last fall.
I did. I took it up there last fall. I absolutely fell in love with it, and I really think it's going to be great in the springtime turkey woods as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. That it's an ideal situation to be able to view areas that, you know, you might not want to give away your location by moving. You can have your camera do the work for you.
Perfect. This is the Primal Podcast. Again, it's not the Primal Tree Stands Podcast. It is the Primal Outdoors Podcast. We're talking with Bob Ransom about that and more. Bob, let's not ignore the tree stands, though. You were talking about improving the designs there to also take advantage of the see-through technology. That's pretty interesting.
Yes, we're coming out with an enclosure that will it'll have a roof on it, of course, but the roof and the walls, and it will incorporate that one-way see-through technology, that one-way see-through fabric, and it will not only accommodate a single-person ladder or hang on stand, but it will also work around your larger two person ladders, and so that we're coming out with that in 2023.
So will that be something we can add to any existing Primal tree stand?
Yes.
Yes,
it's universal, Mike.
I like that idea a lot. So a lot of interesting things coming out from Primal right now, Bob. Will these all be unveiled at SHOT and ATA, or what's the process here?
We will introduce them next month at the ATA show in Indianapolis.
Okay, so we will get a chance to see them there. That's great. I appreciate that. Hey, Bob, I know you're under a real quick time crunch. Before I got to let you go, the Michigan season is wrapping up. I know you went out west. How did your deer season go, at least so far this year?
It's been a fantastic year. You know, it's been slow. We have not seen, I want to say, the great big shooters that we normally would, but it's just been a great season, Mike. I just love getting out there. I never grow tired of it. I never put such a big expectation on whether the hunting's good or not based on, you know, the kill. We don't view it like that. We just love being in the outdoors. Our season's gone very well. My boys has shot a couple of nice bucks, one in Nebraska and one in Michigan with his bow. And I'll be honest with you, we're checking cameras today. And we're getting all excited because, you know, we're going to be getting after them for between now and Saturday. And, you know, there's plenty of time left the way we look at it. And we're starting to get some nice bucks showing up on camera. So it's just as exciting as can be.
Always the optimist. Plenty of time left. Listen, Bob, I'm going to let you get on with your day. I appreciate your time. We'll look forward to seeing how things are unveiled at the ATA show.
Mike, thank you for your time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bob Ransom of Primal, I almost said of Primal Tree Stands. No, Bob Ransom of Primal Outdoors. If you would like to learn more about this company and their products, check out the website, primaloutdoors.com. That's primaloutdoors.com. Keep an eye on that website and social media for what is unveiled, and you can get a look at these products as they're unveiled at the upcoming ATA show, the Archery Trade Association show, and the upcoming SHOT show as well. My name is Mike Avery, and I will talk with you next time right here on the Primal Outdoors Podcast.